بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Today this is our 19th session, and the hadith that we're taking is the 19th hadith, الحديث التاسع عشرة, reading from Arabic lessons in hadith, المستوى الثالث, the third level of the Arabic Language Institute, Islamic University of Medina. As I mentioned, today we're going to be taking the 19th hadith on page 44 and what follows. And the title or the topic of our hadith today is Fi Fadli al-Jihadi Fi Sabilillahi. Fi Fadli, yani concerning the excellence or the virtue or the superiority, yani of the act of al-jihad fi sabilillah, striving in the way of Allah, fighting in the way of Allah. Again, we're on page 44, hadith number 19, al-hadithu al-tasi'u ashara, and our hadith today is an Abi Hurairata radiyallahu anhu qala rasulullahi. Note in your book, if you were not here last week, that there's a word missing here. Yani, qala rasul should be Allah, rasulullahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Man mata wa lam yaghzu wa lam yuhaddith nafsahu bil ghazwi mata ala shu'batin min an-nifaqi. Rawahu Muslim. And that's how it came in our book. Alright, so let's just go back again and make a couple of notes. An Abi Hurairata radiallahu anhu, yani on the authority of Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, qala, he said, qala Rasulullahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallama. Yani, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man mata wa lam yaghzu, yani whoever died while having not went out to fight in the way of Allah, lam yaghzu, yani he didn't go out in the ghazwa, fighting in the way of Allah, lam yaghzu, wa lam yuhaddith nafsahu bil ghazwi, nor did he speak to himself, yani encourage himself. He didn't even encourage himself bil ghazwi, yani to go out in the ghazwa, to fight in the way of Allah. He didn't do it, nor did he even speak to himself. Yuhaddith nafsahu means to encourage himself. He didn't even encourage himself to go out in the ghazwa. Such a person, whoever did so, yani they didn't fight in the way of Allah, nor did they even encourage themselves to do so, mata ala shu'batin min an-nifaq. This person has died upon a branch of hypocrisy. Rawahu Muslim, reported by Al-Imam Muslim. As you see, I have written on the board here, yani rawahu Muslim wal Bayhaqi fi sunani as-sughra وَأَبُوْ نُعِيمٍ فِي الْحِلْيَةِ وَاللَّفْظُ لَهُمَا. Yani this hadith is reported by Imam Muslim, yani in his Sahih, and it's also not written in our book, but it's also reported by Al-Bayhaqi, Al-Imam Al-Bayhaqi, and he has a number of books. From amongst them is As-Sunan Al-Sughra and As-Sunan Al-Kubra, yani two books of Sunnah, of hadith, the big one and the small one. This wording is narrated in As-Sunan As-Sughra. And it's also narrated by Abu Nu'aym in his book Al-Hilya, Hilyatu Al-Awliya. Also a book of hadith by one of the scholars, one of the imams of hadith, Abu Nu'aym. His book is entitled Al-Hilya or Hilyatu Al-Awliya. Wal-lafzu lahuma. And the wording, this particular wording, is for the two of them. Who are the two of them? Al-Bayhaqi and Abu Nu'aym. Yani this wording is not the wording of Imam Muslim. This is not the wording of Imam Muslim. Okay, so we have added here some of the other books where the hadith came with the wording that's in our book. Otherwise, it's also narrated by Abu Dawood, it's narrated by Nasa'i, it's narrated by in other books as well. But this particular wording in our book came in the Sunan al-Sughra of Bayhaqi and the Hilya of Abu Nu'aym. That wording that we have on the board. Okay, as far as the wording of Imam Muslim, his wording is, من مات ولم يغزو ولم يحدث به نفسه. Huh? وَلَمْ يُحَدِّثْ بِهِ نَفْسَهُ Meaning, whoever died and he didn't go in ghazwa, nor did he, لَمْ يُحَدِّثْ بِهِ نَفْسَهُ He didn't talk about it to himself. Meaning, he didn't encourage himself to go in ghazwa. Same meaning, but the wording is different. لَمْ يُحَدِّثْ نَفْسَهُ بِالْغَزْوِ لَمْ يُحَدِّثْ بِهِ Yani, instead of بِالْغَزْوِ, he has بِهِ and then نَفْسَهُ Okay, anyway, that is the wording that came in Muslim. Maybe I should write it on the board, just so that, yani, it will be clear. Yani, the first part of the hadith is the same. From here, yani, he has, وَلَمْ يُحَدِّثْ بِهِ نَفْسَهُ وَلَمْ يُحَدِّثْ Bihi nafsahu. Yani, bil ghazwi is replaced in the narration of Muslim, bihi. The pronoun is used. The pronoun bihi is referring back to ghazwu. And then it's the same. Nafsahu bil ghazwi, bihi nafsahu. And in the end of the hadith, Imam Muslim has, mata ala shu'batin min nifaqin, without alif lam, with tanween. Okay, so this is the wording that came in Muslim. And that's the wording that came in Al-Bayhaqi and Al-Hilya, Abu Nu'aym's Hilya. Okay, let's make clear again, yani, what is happening here. Yani, the wording in our book is not the wording of Imam Muslim, rather it's the wording of Al-Bayhaqi and Abu Nu'aym. So we have just added here, Rawahu Muslim, Wal-Bayhaqi fi Sunan al-Sughra, wa Abu Nu'aym fi Al-Hilya, wal-lafzu lahuma, meaning this exact wording, came in these two books, Al-Bayhaqi and Abu Nu'aym. Otherwise, the wording of Imam Muslim is similar, except وَلَمْ يُحَدِّثْ نَفْسَهُ بِالْغَزْوِ In Imam Muslim, he has it, وَلَمْ يُحَدِّثْ بِهِ نَفْسَهُ Is it clear? Any question? Okay, and likewise, in the end of the narration of Imam Muslim, yani instead of مِنْ An-nifaqi, he has min nifaqin, without alif lam, with tanween. So I had to see if somebody, who's there. Tayyib. Okay, so the meaning of the hadith, I think it's clear. And perhaps that's the reason why they didn't give any meaning for the hadith. They just give words. But let's just look quickly at any brief note concerning the meaning of this hadith before we go on. Concerning the meaning of this hadith, Al-Imam As-Sindi, rahimahullah, he mentions the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَلَمْ يُحَدِّثْ نَفْسَهُ بالغزوي ولم يحدث قال السندي لم يحدث the meaning here is from التحديث يعني from حدث يحدث تحديث the masdar right it means speaking to oneself قيل that speaking to oneself it has been said that its meaning is بأن يقول في نفسه that he says within himself يعني meaning he's thinking about the matter. He's saying within himself, يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ غَازِيًا يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ غَازِيًا يعني the meaning of لَمْ يُحَدِّثْ نَفْسَهُ بِالْغَزْوِ It means he is saying within himself, he's thinking about the affair, and he's saying, يَا لَيْتَنِي Oh, I wish that I had been one who went out in the ghazwa. Ya laytani kuntu ghaziyan. This is one of the meanings of this wording. Yani, the meaning is what? He didn't speak to himself, meaning he didn't say within himself. He didn't think about it. He didn't reflect upon it and feel bad about it and say, "Wow, I wish that I had been one who had went out." He didn't even have that yani thought at all. He didn't go and he didn't even think twice about it. As-Sindi says, "Aw al-murad," or the meaning is, "Walam yanwi al-jihad." Yani the meaning is what? The second interpretation of it is "Lam yuhaddith nafsahu bil-ghazwi." Lam yanwi al-jihad. He didn't even have an intention to go out in jihad. Not only he didn't go, he never even had intention. Lam yanwi al-jihad. Wa alamatuhu, yani in the sign that a person yani intended to go to jihad is i'dad al-alat, that they have prepared yani the tools or the instruments that are necessary for going out in jihad. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran in Surah At-Tawbah, 9th Surah, 46 ayat, وَلَوْ أَرَادُوا الْخُرُوجَ لَعَدُّ لَهُ عُدَّةً. If they had intended to go out, لَوْ أَرَادُوا الْخُرُوجَ, if they had intended to go out to fight in the way of Allah, لَعَدُّ, they would have prepared for that jihad, عُدَّة, يعني the means, the instruments, the tools that are necessary for one who goes out in the ghazwa. Walaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. Okay, so this is just briefly yani what might be intended or what might be meant by this hadith. Yani Sindi mentions two interpretations. The first of them, he didn't speak to himself, literally means he didn't within himself talk to himself, think about it and feel some remorse. Oh, I wish that I had went out in jihad. And the other meaning is yani that he never intended. Yani he didn't speak to himself. He didn't even make intention to go out, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions those who didn't go out and they didn't even intend to go out. Allah says if they had intended to go out, they would have prepared something for the ghazwa. Mentioned in Surah At-Tawbah, 9th Surah, 46 ayah. Naam. Tawbah 46. 9th chapter, 46 ayah. Okay, so yani back to our book. After the mention of this hadith, on the next page, 45, on the top of the page we have ma'ani al-kalimat. Ma'ani al-kalimat, the meanings of the words.
Can you ask a question about the meaning of the word?
The meaning of what? Maybe it'll be answered here, inshallah. But go ahead, no problem. If it's here, then we'll read it. But go ahead.
For example, you say that the meaning of the hadith is the one concerned is the one who didn't think about it. Or he's saying in himself, I have gone to some of to go to
battle, yes.
But how can we interpret the hadith from the time of the Prophet Muhammad to today? For example, we know that at the time the battles were something more frequent.
Okay, we'll come to that. We'll come to you, inshallah. Okay, so your question is what? Yani, is it the same that time when the Prophet said that to his companions when there were many battles to go in? Is it the same today when maybe there are not many battles to go in? Is it the same? That's the question?
Yeah, it's kind of. Yeah.
That's okay, so, yani, we're going to come to it a little bit, right? Because there are some scholars, who say that it's the same. And some scholars say it's not the same, that was only for that time. So I think your question is like that. So yeah, some scholars said, no, that was for the time of the Prophet, but other scholars said, no, it's for all time. Okay, so yani, perhaps we'll mention it in our discussion. Otherwise, yes, you are right. There's difference of opinion concerning whether or not that is applicable to us today in a time when maybe the opportunity is not the same. Huh?
Okay.
All right. So yeah. So it's best that we'll keep in mind that there is some difference of opinion whether or not that's applicable today. But the general rule would be that there should be, if there's no opportunity, then the person should at least be desirous of it. Should at least be saying, I wish that I was in the time when there was opportunity to do this. I wish that I was in the place where there was opportunity to do this. But it shouldn't be, and that's why the Prophet ﷺ gave two parts to this hadith, right? The one who didn't go out, and the one who didn't even think about going out. Who didn't even have a desire to go out. It's not even a thought in their mind. Okay, we'll come to it, maybe a little bit in our discussion here. We'll come to it a little bit, inshallah. Okay, so the meaning of the words, Ma'ani al-Kalimat, on page 45, top of the page, the first expression is Ghaza al-Aduwa. Ghaza al-Aduwa. Ghaza is a verb, right? Ghaza yaghzu. Ghaza yaghzu. This type of verb is called a Naqis. Fa'il Naqis. Yani it has a weak letter on the last radical, the third radical. Yani Mu'tal al-Lam. The meaning of adu is the enemy. Ghaza adu, meaning a person went out to fight against the enemy. In Arabic it says, the meaning of ghaza al-aduwa sara ila qitalihim. Yani he went out to the place where the fighting would take place between his people and their enemy. Wal-mudari' yani of the verb ghaza, the mudari form, is yaghzu. Yaghzu. And by the way, there's a rule here. Yani the fi'l naqis, if in the past tense it's written with alif mamduda, as in this verb ghaza, instead of alif maqsura, if it's written with alif mamduda in the mudari, it will take waw. Ghaza yaghzu. Da'a yada'u. Like this. If it's written with alif maqsura, it will take kasra in the mudari. Just yani a rule that might help sometimes to remember which way it goes. Okay. Huh? Yani if it is written with alif mamdu, the straight up, like in this verb, then in the mudari it will take waw, as in ghaza yaghzu. But if it's written with alif maksura in the past tense, then it will take kasra ya in the mudari. Yeah. Sara ila qitalihim. والمضاري يغزو والمصدر غزو with سكون on the زاي غزو meaning fighting يعني in the battle والمراد بالغزو هنا and the meaning of الغزو هنا in this particular hadith is الجهاد في سبيل الله يعني the battle that is intended here is the battle that is engaged in the way of Allah, for the sake of Allah. Yani not just yani two nations fighting over water resources or land or something else. Rather, what is intended here by ghazwu, what is intended is that the people are actually fighting in the way of Allah, yani for the sake of Allah, for something to establish the deen of Allah, not over material, physical, yani personal gripe, some misunderstanding between the people. Somebody killed somebody in their family, so they want to kill somebody back. No, it's not that. Okay? That's what is intended here. Okay, the second expression is حَدَّثَ نَفْسَهُ يعني بِكَذَا حَدَّثَ نَفْسَهُ بِكَذَا. The meaning is رَغَّبَهَا فِيهِ رَغَّبَهَا فِيهِ يعني رَغَّبَ means to encourage, to incite, to cause yourself to be desirous of something. Okay? Targhib, encouragement. حَدَّثَ نَفْسَهُ رَغَّبَهَا يعني to encourage. Ha here is referring to what?
Nafs.
يعني حَدَّثَ نَفْسَهُ رَغَّبَ نَفْسَهُ. رَغَّبَهَا means رَغَّبَ نَفْسَهُ فِيهِ. يعني حدث نفسه بكذا with such and such, it means رغب نفسه يعني فيه, in that particular thing, to encourage oneself to do that thing. So, yani, the meaning here from these two expressions is that whoever didn't fight in the ghazwa against their enemies for the sake of Allah, nor did they even encourage themselves, yani, think about it, reflect upon it, be desirous of it, then this person has died upon a shu'ba of nifaq. And here the word as shu'ba, it means at ta'ifatu. وَهِيَ عَيْدًا جَانِبُ الشَّيْءِ الطَّائِفَ. Here the meaning of a ta'ifa, and a ta'ifa has a number of meanings, right? It means like a group of people or a band of people, a number of people. But here the meaning of ta'ifa, one of the meanings of a ta'ifa means a part or portion of something. And that is what is intended here. Yani a part or a portion or a branch. A branch. Okay, so the ash-shu'batu here, it means a ta'ifatu, yani a part of nifaq, or a branch of nifaq. Wa hiya aydan janibu ash-shay'i, yani janibu ash-shay', this also from the meaning of shu'ba, means the side of something, or an aspect of it. Yani an aspect of nifaq. And then most importantly in this hadith, perhaps, yani, the most important word in this hadith is the clarification of what is intended by an-nifaq. An-nifaq huwa an yudhhira. Yani, this is from the verb, the fourth form of the verb, adhara. Adhara. Yani, dhahara means to appear. Adhara means to cause something else to appear, to be seen, to bring it out. Huwa an yudhhira ash-shakhsu shay'an. وَيُخْفِي غَيْرَهُ. يعني النفاق, it is أن يظهر, to present, to show, bring forth the person, a شخص who brings forth or shows شيئاً, something, one thing, وَيُخْفِي غَيْرَهُ, and they hide other than it. So the meaning of نفاق, it means that a person shows something and then they hide something else. Yani they show something other than its reality and they hide the reality. So they show what? They show, for example, Islam, the appearance of Islam, and then they hide the kufr. Okay, this is nifaq. The general meaning of nifaq. Walakin wa huwa qisman. But it is of two types. And nifaq is of two types. I'tiqadi wa amali. I'tiqadi means hypocrisy in one's aqidah. Yani the belief. The belief that's in their heart. I'tiqadi means related to al-aqidah. Wa amali means related to actions. To actions. So al-nifaq is of two types. There's nifaq in aqidah. The person shows an aqidah that is not the reality. And they hide the aqidah that is the reality. They pretend that they believe when in reality they disbelieve. This is iltiqadi. Showing something that I believe in this, but in reality they don't. They hide the fact that they don't believe in it, that they disbelieve in it. Wa amali, it is doing the actions. The actions. Showing the actions, yani doing the actions openly, yani of the hypocrite. Although they might not be a real hypocrite. Meaning they might be a Muslim, but they have some actions of the hypocrites. So what is seen are the actions of hypocrisy. And what is not seen is that they really have Islam. But they have weakness, so they do some actions of the hypocrites. They do actions of the disbelievers. Like fighting a Muslim, huh? Arguing with a Muslim is fusuq, disobedience. But fighting with a Muslim is kufr. Yani this is kufr amali, kufr in actions. Doesn't mean that that person who fought a Muslim, he now is not a Muslim anymore. It means that he's doing the actions of the disbelievers. And the believer, that's not the action of a believer to fight another Muslim, right?
You said to fighting,
huh?
Okay.
Yeah, arguing with the Muslim is yani is disobedience. Sibabul Muslim, naam, is fusuq. But fighting with him is kufr, meaning kufr amali. So here we're saying nifaq amali means the actions of the hypocrite. Not that that person is really a hypocrite. They are a believer, they are Muslim, but due to their weakness, they're doing some of the actions of the hypocrite. Okay, so this is critically important. Because there are a lot of ayats in the Quran or hadith that came, and people interpreted the way they want to interpret it. So here, this hadith, what is intended here, is it yani hypocrisy in aqidah or in hypocrisy in action? What do you think? It's action. It's action. Because the action of the hypocrite is that they don't go out. They try to just make believe they're with the Muslims, but they don't go out. So that's the action of the hypocrite, not going out in the way of Allah, not even being desirous of going out in the way of Allah. It's from the actions of the hypocrite. But it doesn't mean that that person who didn't go out, that they are hypocrite. But it means that they have the signs, the yani resemblance, yani similarity to the hypocrite in the action. Now, okay, I mean that's possible, but that's not what is intended here, okay? If you think about it, wa alaykum salam, how often did we fail to do something that Allah encouraged us to do, or maybe even commanded us to do, and we failed to even think about it? It just didn't, yani, we just occupied with something else. So many things that Allah has commanded us with, Allah has encouraged us with, the Prophet ﷺ encouraged us to do, and we didn't do it. Maybe we didn't even think about it. Yani, how many people think about fasting outside of Ramadan? Many of people don't even think about fasting. It's not even a thought. Yani, they have no intent whatsoever. Yet this is something that's highly encouraged. And some people, they don't do it. And they don't even think about it.
Or even going to Hajj.
Or even going to Hajj. How many people didn't go to Hajj and didn't even have a desire? They didn't even say, I need to go to Hajj. I must prepare for Hajj. It's not even a thought. How many people didn't get up in the night and pray the night prayer, and they didn't even think about it, except in Ramadan, Taraweeh. But after that, it's not even a thought. So it doesn't mean because a person didn't do it, and they didn't even think about it, that they are hypocrite in their aqidah. It means that they have weakness of iman. Because the person who's strong in iman, they will be doing these things. Or at least being desirous of it. Yani at least saying, why I didn't get up last night and pray a couple of rak'ah. I'm not talking about Ramadan, outside of Ramadan. Okay, in any case, let's finish. Yani, he says here, yani an-nifaq huwa an yudhira ash-shakhsu. The person shows something, shay'an, wa yukhfi ghayrahu, and they hide something else. Wa huwa qisman, i'tiqadi and amali. And it is of two types, yani the nifaq or hypocrisy in aqidah, in their belief, and the hypocrisy in their actions. فَالْإِعْتِقَادِ, as far as the first type, the hypocrisy in i'tiqad, in aqidah, huwa إِظْهَارُ الْإِسْلَامِ. It is showing Islam as though you are actually Muslim. وَإِخْفَاءِ الْكُفْرِ. And it is, يعني, إِخْفَاءُ الْكُفْرِ. يعني, hiding disbelief. Showing Islam and hiding disbelief. Yani giving the appearance of being a Muslim and hiding the fact that that person is really a kafir. وَسُمِّيَ صَاحِبُهُ مُنَافِقًا. And the one who is like this, yani who has this yani behavior of showing Islam and hiding kufr, the صَاحِبُهُ, the one who has this, he is called سُمِّيَ مُنَافِقًا. He is called a munafiq, a hypocrite. And a real hypocrite. A hypocrite that is not a Muslim. Not a Muslim. Is a kafir. Pretending to be a Muslim. وَالْحَدِيثُ لَا يَدُلُّ عَلَى النِّفَاقِ الْاِعْتِقَادِ. And this hadith does not point to hypocrisy in aqidah. Does not point to that. This is not what is indicated in this hadith. Hypocrisy in aqidah. Yani that the person is really a kafir pretending to be a Muslim. No. That person is really a Muslim. But they didn't do the actions of the Muslim. They didn't go out in the ghazwu, nor did they even encourage themselves or be desirous of it. أَمَّا النِّفَاقِ الْعَمَلِي, as far as the hypocrisy in actions, فَهُوَ الَّذِي يَدُلُّ عَلَيْهِ الْحَدِيثِ. It is that which this hadith points to. يَدُلُّ عَلَيْهِ, points to it. يعني the nifaq al-amali, that is what this hadith points to or indicates. يعني meaning that the person has the actions of a hypocrite. Okay, because indeed abandoning al-jihad in the way of Allah, يعني totally not doing it nor even thinking about it, this is from the branches of hypocrisy. It is an aspect of hypocrisy. It is a characteristic of the hypocrites. So the person who does that is has some resemblance. We're not, nobody should say that person is a hypocrite. No, but there's some resemblance between them and the hypocrites in the time of the Prophet ﷺ, who pretended to be Muslims, but they find any way to escape from going out in the battle in the way of Allah. Any way they can escape. They found every excuse that they can make not to go. So that means the person who doesn't do it, doesn't think about it, doesn't have desire to do so, has some resemblance to the hypocrites. And every battle that came, they tried to escape from it, some kind of way. They always had some excuse. ما يستفاد من الحديث من أحكام. What might be benefited, or that which we will benefit from this hadith in terms of ahkam, legal rulings. Legal rulings. Number one, al-jihadu fi sabilillahi min ahammi al-wajibati fil islami. Yani al-jihadu fi sabilillah, fighting in the way of Allah, for the cause of Allah, for the sake of Allah. Min ahammi is from, if you want to, you can go in the corner there. Okay. Min ahammi al-wajibati fil islami is from the most important obligatory duties in Islam. It's from the most important obligatory duties in Islam. Naam. It is a deed that doesn't benefit the one who does it singly, alone, exclusively. Rather, it benefits the whole Muslim society. It benefits the Muslim people. As opposed to a person who gets up in the night and pray tahajjud, they benefit themselves. Person who fasts, they benefit themselves. But this action, alaykum salam, benefits the Muslim community, the whole nation. So it's from the most important, one of the most important obligatory duties in Islam. Number two, at-tahdhiru min tarki al-jihadi fi sabilillah. Yani at-tahdhir, in this hadith also there's a warning from abandoning the jihad in the way of Allah. There's a warning against abandoning jihad. Yani how is it a warning? Because the Prophet ﷺ said, the person who abandons it, then that person has a branch, an aspect, a characteristic of hypocrisy. So that's scary, that you will be yani having some part, some portion of hypocrisy. That's a warning. Number three, تَرْكُ الْجِهَادُ أَوَ الْإِحْمَالِ فِيهِ مِنْ أَخْلَاقِ الْمُنَافِقِينَ. Yani abandoning the striving in the way of Allah. Or, yani neglecting it. Al-ihmal, neglect of this action is from the characteristics of the hypocrites. It's from their characteristics. That's what they used to do. Naam. Okay, questions. Questions from the lesson. Page 46. There are questions from the lesson. And then I have a few notes. What time is it? Okay. So the first question on page 46, top of the page. Okay, again, we're on page 46. Questions for this lesson. Walaikum salam. First question, ishrah hadha al-hadith sharhan mujizan. Yani meaning? Naam, explain this hadith with a concise explanation. Okay, somebody give us a brief explanation. Abdul Haq. Okay, so, yani, abandoning al-jihad in the way of Allah is from the akhlaq, or neglecting it is from the neglecting, yani ihmal, naam, is from the any characteristics of the hypocrites. Somebody else, more. Meaning of this hadith. What else is this hadith saying? Yani the meaning of this hadith. And that's understood from it, naam. Let's start from the beginning of the hadith. Man mata. Man mata. Walam yaghzu. Walam yuhaddith nafsahu bil ghazwi. Mata ala shu'batin min an-nifaq. Okay, so this hadith in its meaning is that what? From the beginning of the hadith, in its meaning is that what? The person who dies. Okay, we talk about the person who dies. That's very important. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Men mata." Maybe a person is still living, they still have a chance, right? But whoever died, and they didn't go out in the way of Allah. And so there are two things here. The person who died without yani going out in the way of Allah. Or not even have a desire. The person didn't even have a desire. So this is a very important part of the meaning. The Prophet ﷺ is saying, person who didn't do it, nor even be desirous of it. And this is important, because a lot of times, there are things we didn't do. We failed to do, for whatever reason. Maybe for our own shortcoming, or maybe other reasons. But the bottom line is, even if it was because I just fell short, or it's because I was unable, the bottom line is at least the person, what? Has to be desirous of it. Okay? I didn't do it, but I had a desire to do it. I didn't do it because I was unable to do it, but I had a desire to do it. Okay? So maybe a person didn't do it because they were unable. Maybe they didn't do it because they just were distracted by the dunya, whatever. But the bottom line is, did that person at least have a desire to do it? Okay, so this is a very important part of the hadith, that a person who died while not having, going out in the way of Allah, nor even had a desire within themselves. They didn't even talk to themselves, discuss it with themselves, think about it, reflect upon it, encourage their nafs to comply with this great deed, then that person would have died upon an aspect of nifaq, some type of nifaq, some characteristic of some resemblance to the hypocrites. Resemblance to the hypocrites. طيب. Second question. Number two, ما المراد بالغزو المذكور في هذا الحديث? What is the meaning of the question? What is intended by غزوة? What is intended by غزوة, fighting, that is mentioned in this hadith? What is intended? نعم, Mustafa. نعم. يعني, what is intended here? It's not any battle, but it means the غزوة or the jihad في سبيل الله, for the sake of Allah. The battle that is fought for the purpose of defending the deen of Allah, for uplifting the word of Allah. نعم. Question number three. ما معنى النفاق وكم قسم قسما هو? What is the meaning of النفاق وكم قسما هو? And how many divisions are it? نعم. موسى.
النفاق معناه أن يظهر الشخص شيئا ويخفي غيره.
نعم. That a person shows something and they يظهر. نعم. يظهر. نعم. From أظهر يظهر. Person shows something and hides something else. Meaning they give the appearance of being one thing, in reality there's something else hidden that they are not showing. Second part of the question, وَكَمْ قِسْمًا هُوَ? How many parts or divisions is it? نعم. قِسْمًا. قِسْمًا. Okay? And even though they didn't ask, they didn't say, اعتقادي وعملي. Its divisions are two. The first one is اعتقادي, hypocrisy in aqidah. Yani having, being hypocritical about what they really believe. And the second one is amali, yani being hypocritical action, meaning doing the actions that resemble the actions of the hypocrites. Question number four, ما نوع النفاق المشير إليه في الحديث? What is the type of nifaq that is مشار يعني pointed to in the hadith, in this hadith. What type of نفاق؟ نعم. نفاق في العملي يعني النفاق العملي يعني hypocrisy of actions. And question number 5, هاتي المضارع والعمر من غزا. يعني what is the مضارع of غزا؟ يغزو والعمر. Is it this عمر or?
Yeah,
العمر نعم. Okay, how do you get the? أغزو as in دعا يدعو أدعو إلى سبيل ربك أدعو أغزو same as دعا يدعو أدعو أغزو one or the other, right? But it's the same as a word that we know very well. Da'a, yad'u. We know that the fi'l amr from da'a is udu'u. Udu'u. Ila sabili rabbika. Al-hikmati wal-mawa'idhati al-hasana. Okay. Okay, before we leave from this hadith and go to the reading of next week's hadith, I just want to mention briefly a note.
So if the nafis is like
if the past tense is written with Aleph Mamduda, straight up Aleph. Nam, Nam. Okay, just quickly, a couple of notes concerning this hadith. In the beginning, we mentioned that this narration is not the wording from Sahih Muslim. Okay? So again, I'll just repeat, yani in the Sahih of Muslim, this hadith came from Abu Hurairah from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. من مات ولم يغزو ولم يحدث به نفسه. Okay, this is the wording of Imam Muslim. ولم يحدث به نفسه. يعني he didn't go out in غزوة and he didn't speak about it. لم يغز ولم يغزو ولم يحدث به. He refers to الغزو. He didn't يعني encourage himself with it. يعني به نفسه. مات على شعبة من نفاق. In Sahih Muslim, the last part of the hadith, مات على شعبة من نفاق with تنوين, not with ألف لام. Here, to your earlier question, Abdul Haq, يعني there's a note in the explanation of Sahih Muslim, قال ابن سهم, قال عبد الله بن مبارك. And ابن سهم said that عبد الله Ibn al-Mubarak, yani one of the imams of the people of Sunnah from the second generation. Al-Abd al-Mubarak, he said, فَنَرَى أَنَّ ذَلِكَ كَانَ عَلَىٰ أَهْدِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Yani, نَرَى مِن نَذُنُّ. We think that this hadith is in reference to the time period of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Okay, because you asked earlier, how does it apply to us today? So, Abdullah ibn Mubarak, who was a great scholar of hadith, an imam of the people of Sunnah, and was well known for going in the battles, fi sabilillah, in his time. And he was a great scholar of hadith, one of the leading scholars in the history of Islam, but he was also known for what? Al-Ghazw. But he said, Abdullah ibn Mubarak said, that Nara, we believe, that this is in reference to the Ahdi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even at that time, he's after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, long time after, he's going out in all the battles, but he said, we believe that that was in the time of the Messenger of Allah. But that didn't stop him from what? From going out in the Ghazwa himself. He was known for that, okay? Even though he said, we believe that this hadith is in reference to the people in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And that's possible that could be so. وَقَدْ قَالَ غَيْرُهُ إِنَّهُ عَامٌ. But other scholars said, no, it is عام. It is general for all times. وَالْمُرَادُ أَنَّ مَنْ فَعَلَ هَذَا فَقَدْ أَشْبَهَ الْمُنَافِقِينَ الْمُتَخَلِّفِينَ عَنَ الْجِهَادِ فِي هَذَا الْوَصْفِ. فَإِنَّ تَرْكَ الْجِهَادِ أَحَدْ شُعَبْ النِّفَاقِ. So they said what? So what is intended here is that the person who does this, yani abandons the jihad and doesn't even encourage yourself to do so, فَقَدْ أَشْبَهَ الْمُنَافِقِينَ, then they have resembled the hypocrites, المتخلفين عن الجهاد, who remained behind. When the Prophet ﷺ went out to battle, they remained behind. So they resemble them في هذا الوصف, in this description. Not in every description, in every aspect, but in this description, meaning what? على شعبة من النفاق. Yani one aspect of nifaq. They resemble them in this aspect. Doesn't mean that they have any other resemblance to the hypocrites, but in this matter, they resemble the hypocrites. Because indeed, abandoning the battle in the way of Allah is from the branches or the aspects or characteristics of hypocrisy. Also, I mentioned in the beginning that this wording is not the wording of Imam Muslim, and this is the wording of Imam Muslim that we placed on the board, but rather it's the wording of Al-Bayhaqi in Sunan al-Sughra and Abu Nu'aym in Al-Hilya. Yani it came exactly with this wording in Al-Hilya, من مات ولم يغزو ولم يحدث نفسه بالغزو مات على شعبة من النفاق. Exactly with the same wording. And as soon as Al-Sughra al-Bayhaqi also had, من مات ولم يغزو ولم يحدث نفسه بالغزو مات على شعبة من النفاق. Exactly the same wording. And as soon as Abu Dawud, wording is a little bit different. And in some Sunan Nasa'i, also the wording is a little bit different. But the meaning in all of them, it came with the same meaning. Okay, so that's what I wanted to mention. If there's any question, inshallah, we'll take it.
I want to mention something.
Okay, Naam. You want to mention something. What do you want to mention, Mustafa?
You said that some shaykhs said, to answer a question, well, to ask you a question, some big scholars said, during the time of the Prophet, but now we have, you do is we have enough, right?
In any case, we said that, you know, this topic is a matter about which there's some difference of opinion in terms of that hadith. Not in terms of jihad, it's only for the time of the Prophet. There's no scholars of the Sunnah who say that. No scholar of the Sunnah says that. Yani the difference here amongst the scholars, that particular hadith, that a person has an aspect of hypocrisy, is that only in reference to the people in the time of the Prophet, or is it for all times? Okay, some scholars, Abdul Mubarak said, it's in time of the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The other scholars said, no, it's general, for all times. Okay, there's no difference of opinion about the fact that fighting in the way of Allah is legislated for all times. There's no difference of opinion amongst that, amongst the scholars of Sunnah. Okay, but some scholars who erred, yani, they're way off the mark, they said that jihad was only in the time of the Prophet, that today the jihad is jihad al-nafs. And then they mentioned the hadith, that the people who came back from the battle and yani they talked about came back from the great jihad and now they're going to the yani lesser jihad, yani jihad al-nafs. Or they came back from the jihad and now they're going to the greater jihad, jihad al-nafs. Yani this hadith is fabricated. It's not authentic. So that idea about jihad al-nafs, yani there's jihad al-nafs, there's no doubt about it. There's jihad al-nafs. But the legislation of fighting in the way of Allah to defend Islam, to defend the Muslim lands, to defend the Muslim people, is legislated for all times. It's not limited to any particular time. Tayyip, any other question? No.
The Muslim people in their new country, both parties Muslim, and you go out and fight, are you justified in
scripture? We don't justify. Allah mentions it in Surah Hujurat. In Surah Hujurat. Yani, if the two parties of the Muslims fight each other, then you must stop them. And if one of them insists, then everybody, those who have been fought against and those who are trying to stop them, all fight against the one who continues. There's no justification for it. Yani we just finished saying what? That sibabul Muslim fusuq. Yani just abusing a Muslim in speech is disobedience. But fighting with a Muslim is kufr. Yani kufr amali. So there's no justification for Muslims fighting Muslims. There's no justification for that whatsoever. Now, we're going to close. We've just got a minute left now. Okay. Surah Baqarah, 216. Yeah, there may be a deed, something that's good for you, but that you dislike it? No. And there may be something that you dislike it is good for you? No.
Because I wasn't clear. The other party came to your land.
No.
To take it over. So you have to defend, you have to fight, and they are Muslim.
So the Muslims, the rest of the Muslims should intercede and stop it. And then those people who were just defending themselves will stop, because they don't want to fight anyway, right? So they will stop. And then all the rest of the Muslims will join them and fight against the people who insist on fighting. In any case, look, this is, and you put it on the small level, okay? Because sometimes, and when we put it on the big level, and we can't manage it. Okay, when you talk about countries fighting, what do we do? We don't do anything. What can we do about countries fighting? We can't do anything. We can't do, but what we can do something about is our own individual lives. Okay, so the big level, leave that to the people who answer to Allah, the rulers, right? But let us be concerned about ourselves. What will we do when somebody starts an argument with us? Huh? Or will we be the one who initiates the argument or the fighting with individual that we had a difference with because we're very hungry at the end of the day of fast and there's not enough food and some people are taking too much and we get into a fight over food? Let's deal with that. Because Muslims are actually fighting over food on the iftar time. Naam. And they're fighting over less than that in other occasions. Even on the day of the Eid, two Muslims, they are arguing about something and they're ready to fight on the day of Eid. Some Muslim is actually the time, the taslim of the salat, right over here in a masjid right here in Brooklyn. The guy, he pulls out a knife and tries to stab the other Muslim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And he pulls out his knife right in the masjid over here. Okay, so this is what we need to be concerned about. As far as the nations, we have no ability to do anything about that. We have no ability to do anything about that. So the Prophet ﷺ said, "Man ra'a minkum munkaran falyughayyiru biyadihi. Fa'in lam tastati' fabi bilisanihi. Fa'in lam yastati' fabi qalbihi. Wadhalika ad'afu al-iman." So what we should be concerned about is what we actually have the ability to do something about. Not what we don't have the ability to do anything about. What we have the ability to do something about, then yani, let's deal with it. So what we have the ability to do something about is in our own circle, in our home, in our family, and the people that are around us. We have the ability to do something to stop the evil. Yani, whether it's the people committing sin or failing to comply with the obligatory duties. That's munkar. All of that is munkar. We should stop it. If we can't, at least speak against it or hate it in our heart. As far as the big picture, just hate it in our heart. We should have hatred in our heart for what is taking place in the world today amongst the Muslims. But not the worst of it is not the Muslims fighting each other. That's not the worst of it. The worst of it are the Muslims who are worshipping other than Allah, going to graves and worshipping human beings. That is the worst of what is happening in the Muslims today. So if the Muslims fighting each other is evil, wallahi, shirk is worse than that. And that is widespread in the Muslim lands today. All over the Muslim lands. Just go to Africa, Asia, Arab countries, everywhere. It is there. I've witnessed it myself. I witnessed it in Africa, I witnessed it in Asia, I witnessed it in the Arab countries. There's no place to have more graves in the Arab lands than Egypt. Almost in every masjid in Cairo, every other masjid, there's a grave. And Tanta, Allahu Musta'an. People coming from all over the place, going to Tanta to worship at a grave. Okay, this is the worst of what yani, we have in the Muslim world today. We're going to stop here, but go ahead, I'm going to let you make your comment.
Understand what you say about between countries, that's why between two countries are fasting, are fighting, but what can we do about I didn't really understand. Let's give an example. You sometimes when countries are fighting, there are like conflict in the borders.
Yeah.
Let's say you live in the border and those kind of things happen. So
well, in the time, in the early generations of the Muslims, time of Sahaba, there's some fighting took place, right? After the death of the Prophet ﷺ, and some of the companions participated in it, and some of them did what? Luzum al-bayt. They stayed in their homes. They didn't go out. In time of fitna, person should stay in their house. Don't go out of your house. That's what you do. Don't go out of your house. Don't participate in it. Don't go out of your house. And your home is your refuge. Wallahu musta'an.
I have to give you Pakistan literally came to Bangladesh to take over the land.
No.
Now you go out to fight or you just keep there, what do you do?
You're going to go and kill the Muslims? They're coming to take over the land. So what if they take the land? So what? Did you die because they took the land? Yani, are we going to kill a Muslim over land? This is the problem, akhi. That it became important. This land is sacred. We have to die and kill Muslims for this land. Let them take the land. So what? So we didn't die if they took the land. So when they took the land, they will stop us from worshiping Allah? Huh? So what's the problem then? So what? Yani, we don't have a problem with these people who own this land. We're living here. We have no problem. We're still trying to worship Allah, right? So if Pakistan came took our land, so we will be worshiping Allah. No problem. They will not stop us from worshiping Allah. These people will stop us from worshiping Allah. But we don't have any problem with this, them taking this land. They took this land. They didn't. It didn't belong to them. They took it. And they killed the people who owned it. And they gave them disease and they put them on reservations. And then they, and then we, yani, are happy to be here under their rule. But we don't have, we're not happy to be under the rule of the Pakistanis. Allahumma musta'an. Okay, we're gonna stop here.
Last question is to because the example you give about the shift from the second generation after the Prophet ﷺ, you said that at that time there were still brothers, but instead the hadith concerned the time of the Prophet ﷺ about Nifaq. But
yeah.
My question is that the, for them our time there is no battle at all. We can say that there is no battle at all.
Yes, so but you never know.
Okay, I'm going to answer your question the way you asked it only. Okay? If it happened, if it was so, but I don't agree, but if it was so that there's no battle in our time, in any time that there's no battle taking place, then the people have to have desires. They have to yuhaddith nafsahu. Bil ghazwi. That's it. The Prophet said, whoever didn't do it, or whoever didn't, yuhaddith nafsahu bil ghazwi. So the person who didn't find the opportunity, they didn't have the ability, there was nothing happening at that time, or they were disabled or whatever, then what is sufficient for that person? What? To encourage himself, to be desirous of it. That's sufficient for him. But in reality, there are battles around the earth today in different lands. Yeah, it is happening right now.
Okay.
No. No. But that's a political discussion. We're not going to talk about it. I'll talk another time.
I'm going to come to you.
Okay, we're going to stop here. Okay, we have to stop because the time of our class is finished. If somebody has something, yani after the class we can talk about it, but we're going to just close here. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Oh, next week hadith. Oh, subhanallah. Jazakallahu khair, ya Mustafa. Okay, hadith. Yeah, these. So, mashallah, for your questions, but yani, Allahumma musta'an. Al hadith al ashroon. الحديث العشرون يعني 20th حديث في حسن معاملاتي الخدمي concerning the good treatment of the servants يعني the people who are in your service. عن أبي ذر رضي الله عنه قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إخوانكم خولكم يعني خولكم خدمكم إخوانكم خولكم جعلهم الله تحت أيديكم فمن كان أخوه تحت يده فليطعمه مما يأكل وليلبسه مما يلبس ولا تكلفوهم ما يغلبهم. And here there's a mistake in the book. فإن, it should be فإن كلفتموهم. فإن should be, instead of تكلفوهم, should be كلفتموهم. يعني from كلف يكلفوا. كلفتم. كلفتموهم. I'll write the word on the board, inshallah. فإن كلفتموهم فأعينوهم. متفق عليه. Okay, again, the meaning of the hadith, عن أبي ذر رضي الله عنه, on the authority of Abu Dhar, may Allah be pleased with him, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إخوانكم خوالكم, your brothers are your servants. يعني the meaning here is, the words are, the مبتدأ and خبر are reversed for emphasis. The meaning is, your servants are your brothers. But for emphasis, the wording is reversed. خوالكم, يعني the meaning خوالكم إخوانكم, but the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said for emphasis إخوانكم خوالكم, your brothers are your servants. جعلهم الله تحت أيديكم, يعني Allah has placed them under your hands, meaning under your authority. فمن كان أخوه تحت يده, so ever, ف finds that his brother is under his hand, meaning under his authority, فَلْيُطْعِمْهُ, then he must feed him مِمَّا يَأْكُلُ, from the same type of food that he is eating himself. وَلْيُلْبِسْهُ مِمَّا يَلْبَسُ, and clothing, clothe him from the same type of clothing that you're wearing yourself. وَلَا تُكَلِّفُوهُمْ مَا يَغْلِبُهُمْ, and don't يعني, place over them a responsibility that will overcome them. It's too difficult for them. فَإِنْ كَلَّفْتُمُوهُمْ, but if you did give them some task that is very difficult, فَعِينُوهُمْ, then help them in performing it. Muttafaqun alayh, agreed upon by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. The word, yani in the last line, فَإِنْ كَلَّفْتُمُوهُمْ, yani it's written in the book, فَإِنْ تَكَلَّفُوهُمْ. Okay, instead of تَكَلَّفُوهُمْ, it should be كَلَّفْتُمُوهُمْ. It should be like this, كَلَّفْتُمُوهُمْ. كَلَّفْتُمُوهُمْ. Instead of تَكَلَّفَ. Instead of تَكَلَّفُوا. تَكَلَّفُوا, instead of تَكَلَّفُوهُمْ, this wording is wrong. It should be كَلَّفْتُمُوهُمْ. This is fa. طيب. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.